Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I'm excited, and I hope that you are excited, too, and I hope you are ready to be empowered, to be educated, and to be energized. Again, this is Wednesday. You know, we know Wednesday as hump day. This day will always remind me of way back in the day, we would go through the hangar and down there in Virginia Beach, NAS Oceana, where I was working as a sailor and a mechanic, and we would go through the hangar, and there was a gentleman there. Boy, I tell you, that's one good thing about Facebook. It would be so awesome to find some of those people that I was stationed with back in 1980 and 81 and 82. That would be such amazing, so amazing for me. There are some people that, you know, we had a great working and camaraderie going, but there was one young man, his name was Pete, I remember that. Boy, I wonder where Pete is today. But anyway, he would go around and he would say, hump day, humping. He was big into humping. So, okay, well, this is Wednesday. I'm having a little flashback, but I tell you what, you know, it's good to have those memories of things that have happened in our lives that were very impactful. Well, we have an exciting guest for you today. Thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in, and just want to welcome and say good morning to our very, very special guest, the dynamic young man, Mr. Hanif Russell. Good morning, Mr. Brother Russell. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Lisa?
Oh, I tell you, I am fantastic. I am excited. Glad you could be on. So glad you could be on with us this morning.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. As I listen to you reflect on humpback and what is it, flashback Wednesday and hump day.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, I tell you. What a boy, I tell you, because you know what? We were humping. We were fixing those airplanes. We were working on those F-14s. And let me tell you, we were humping out there, I'm telling you.
And, I hear you.
He would go throughout the whole hangar. And yeah, I don't know how big those, you know, those hangars are big on those military bases. And we were the biggest. We were the biggest shore squadron in the country, if not the world, that the U.S. Navy had. So our hangar was very, very big. And he would just go through singing that, you know, there came Pete singing Hump Day. I mean, nice dude. I wish I could find some of those people. They were the best. They were the best, you know. But good morning to you. Good morning to all our listeners. You know, we are going to power it up this morning on All About Entrepreneurs. And we want to remind you, and that Coach Cassandra, you know, she would definitely be reminding you that you want to tune in on 2 days you want to put on your calendar for this month. You want to put April the 22nd. You want to put that, and that's going to happen at 9 p.m. if you're able to make it to our Powered Up Your Possibilities webinar. And you want to put on your calendar April 29th, 1 week after that, our Power Up Your Possibility teleshow. Now, our teleshow, we have 4 phenomenal people who are going to come and empower, educate, and energize you, motivate you, encourage you in what you're doing and what you want to do. You know, Hanif, I've traveled around the country, and I'm always meeting people who just don't feel secure in doing what they really want to do. And for many reasons, for so many reasons. But some people, you know, were just busy doing other things, and they just didn't take the time to tap into who they are and what they want to do. So we put together this powerful 1.5 hour teleshow. You use your phone line to call in, and you're going to be impacted by so many people that will be calling in, and they'll be speaking to you. We did one last month, so if you were at last month, you remember. If you didn't go last month and you want to take part in it, just let me know, inbox me on Facebook, and I will get information to you. Also, on the webinar, so we also have a webinar that we're still offering at our spring special, so you can also contact us for that, and we still have the one for last month. That's where we absolutely want to empower you and encourage you so that you can run on and do everything and be everything that you want to be. But today we have on the radio each and every weekday morning, we are here to bring to you individuals who have a story to tell, have a message to give, have an opportunity to share with you and to meet some of you. You know, yesterday we heard Shay and Trevor talk about that networking, the virtual networking. And so we're here. We do this each and every morning. Each and every morning you all are networking with people, some people you know, some people you don't know. When you call in and give your contact information, or when we open up your phone lines, or you tell people who you are and where you're calling from, right there you're networking. You're getting an opportunity to meet some people you've never met before, and it's all done virtually or digitally. So today you're going to get an opportunity to meet Mr. Hanif Russell, and I want to just tell you a little bit about him because we don't have enough time in the day to tell you all the things that he's done and the wonderful things he's achieved, but we just want to give you a little something-something so that as he's speaking to you, you will get a better sense and clear understanding of where he's coming from and why. So I'll just go on and do that. But Hanif Russell is the founder and CEO of Signature Global Transportation Group, the acronym SGTG, Signature Global Transportation Group. And they're based in New York City. It's a luxury limousine service that provides high level of ground transportation to its clients, with services such as concierge, armed security, suggestions on the best restaurants, theaters, nightlife, shopping, and more. SGTG provides a service that is different from your typical limousine services. And, you know, when you're in business, you got to do what's different. What's different about what you do? So their services are different. SGTG's clients are Fortune 500 businesses, executives, athletes, and entertainers. They pride themselves on being professionalism and also always being on time and being professional at all times. But a little background about Mr. Hanif is that in 1995, he attended York College. And after graduating from college, Far Rockaway High School, he attended college. And as you know, Far Rockaway High School is in Queens, New York. Well, While attending York College, he majored in business management because of his passion to someday become an entrepreneur. So congratulations, Hanif, on living your dream. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, wow. You put the plan out there, you stuck to it, and you achieved it. But before starting his own business, Hanif worked as a hotel limousine coordinator from 99 to 05 at St. Regis and Four Seasons Hotels in New York City. So that means he knows a lot of people. Can you imagine? His job there was to book limousines for hotel guests, inspect the vehicles, and manage job assignments for the chauffeurs. It was while working at the hotels that Hanif learned about the importance of networking from the many guests who would share with him how networking had made them successful in their businesses. Hanif is also, in addition to doing all that, he is an active member of the Greater Allen Cathedral of New York. Some of you are familiar with that church. That's where the pastor, if I'm not mistaken, Pastor Floyd Flake and his wife, yes, are pastors there. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. I've been to that church. It's amazing in New York City. It takes up a few city blocks. It's
yes.
a very own quite a bit over there.
There's
some awesome church, powerful. And he currently serves on their men's ministry committee. Hanif also volunteers. So he has time out of his busy schedule to also volunteer for a few nonprofit organizations, such as the African Center for Community Empowerment, the ACCE, where he serves on the board, and Crossroads Connection, where he mentors and facilitates in their brother-to-brother program. And I met Hanif Russell a couple years back at an event for a Christian, sort of like for Christian entrepreneurs, another speaker and powerful woman and radio show and TV show host, Ms. Sahi Brown, had us both as speakers at an event that she did. And that's where I met this brother, and we connected, we networked, and we've been networking ever since. So he is definitely the king of networking, I like to call it. And now I'm going to let him talk and, you know, kind of share what is so, and how do we network properly? Because there's so many rules of thumb and schools of thought about networking. And what about social networking and this virtual networking? But you've been doing this for a long time, so you learn from the major hotels, which that had to be awesome. So tell us, you know, what is so important, or we know in networking is important, but what are we not doing? How are we missing? How are there so many of us who are in business, okay, people who say that networking made them successful? So help those of us who are in business and have been in business for a while who are not as successful as we could be. What are we doing wrong, in your opinion, that now that you're the networking expert, what are we doing wrong? Or what else should we be doing, I should say?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So first I want to say congratulations on a great show, Lalisa. I mean, you know, I've been listening for a while, and you really are doing your thing here. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So a lot of people would be surprised to know that in my business I've never created a website, never had a business card. And they would say, well, how are you successful? And one of the key things that I focus on in business is relationship building. I'm in the service industry. So in my bio, you didn't mention, but, you know, I didn't send this to you. So I'm focused way more now these days on the concierge service. So I book private jet, charter, ground transportation for clients, if they need staffing for their homes. You know, a lot of people go to the Jersey Shore, they're going to the Hamptons, they need staff, so nannies, etc. So that's my business, so I'm very service orientated. And in that, you have to deliver. There is no room for error. And I think that when we are in business, we have to take what we do extremely important, because your best business card is your existing client. So if someone meets me and they want to know more about me, I don't send them to a website. I give them my client's name and phone number and let the client tell them the experience. So I think that what we might be missing for many of us in business today is a strong emphasis on relationship building and maintaining a good relationship with your existing clients. Too many of us maybe provide a good or service, never really follow up, no thank you email, no communication, so you don't know what the client thinks about your service. So even if they think that you've, if you've done something that they don't like, that's information you need. You need to be able to know what you could be doing better. So if you may have to get some thick skin and take a couple of bumps and bruises with regard to how someone might feel about your service, but if you apply it accordingly, it can only take you to the next level.
Okay, that sounds, yeah, that makes sense. When you said about the fact that you're networking, you're following up, you're building that relationship, and I know that's one of the things that you and I spoke about before, was that follow-through, the follow-up. I believe I came on, I think, your radio show, actually, and talked about that about over a year ago. That owners and entrepreneur, definitely a lot of times, and I remember our long conversation about this, and so yes, you're true to your game, because you were definitely, we were talking about this, and I know you're right, because I know so many customers that I let slip through my hands simply because I was not able to follow back up with them and or to follow through with that. I've lost a lot of customers that way. So I believe that some people could be a lot more successful and earn a lot more cash and more profits if they would follow through on many of the relationships and contacts that they get. So that is definitely good advice. But so when people say to you, because you don't have a business card or you don't have a website, how do you maneuver and manage through the multiple people? And now you do have Facebook presence, which in a way, in a lot of senses, Facebook has been an answer to what the websites started out to be. Now, they're not to be all. Facebook is not to be all and end all. And by the way, I'd just like to give a shout out to our good friend and CEO, David Knight, who has the Christian counterpart to Facebook, because he has Christian Social Network. Go to the website, mycsn.org. And many of us now, we're on there because of our relationship with him being a guest on the show. And we learned about him and learned about what he's doing. But, you know, in a lot of ways, these organizations like Christian Social Network, Facebook, and even before that, even with your MySpace, has given people an outlet to, if they don't have a website, people can, because the whole idea of the website was let people connect with your business virtually. So what do you think about that? How do you feel about that, I should say?
Absolutely. No, I believe that I think social media is very relevant, and it's needed for a lot of businesses, and I guess it really depends on what it is that you do. I think that in my business, so I guess I need to be clear also on that, is my clients tend to be very private and very personal. With their, you know, who they use and services that they utilize. But for the most part, I think social media has propelled all businesses. I mean, it can take you from 0 to 10 in no time. It's great exposure. So it really is a question of how you use it. Some people use it for blogging. Some people use it, you know, to tweet as an expert in their field, which is really good. So I would say that social media is definitely good for business. I guess it's just a question of what it is that you do and how you use social media to get the word out. So like you said, when we met through Saida, you know, promoting Christian entrepreneurship, I think social media is a great platform. As you know, so many Christians are using social media as other people are as well.
You know, that's a great point about that you made about different businesses using different platforms, that it's not like a one size fits all. You know, so that's also good information when you are in business. You know, just because you're not doing exactly like someone else, don't think that you're doing it wrong or incorrectly. You said your clients tend to be very private. That makes sense, especially if you're dealing with entertainers and people, you know, with a lot of cash flow and different things. And that makes a lot of sense, the type of business that you're in. So what do you attribute to your drive for? What do you think started your drive and your passion to want to take that plunge and that risk? Because it's such a huge risk to stop working for someone else and working for yourself. So what gave you that drive?
I think, you know, there's several things. I'll tell you, you know, at the time, I didn't have a relationship with God. I think I basically just, now that I have the relationship, I definitely give him the credit. Because the opportunity presented itself where my clients were, they were traveling more. And when they were at the hotel, they needed my services being at the hotel, but then when they were away, they also needed access and resources to goods and services, and they were still calling me. So that presented an opportunity for me to continue to provide services for those individuals, and it really was faith. It really was, you know, some people say taking a leap of faith. I say exercising faith. And as a result of it, it proved itself to be very worthwhile. But I still had to make sure that, you know, I kept in mind that I was running a business. So going back to the things that I mentioned to you, you know, making sure that the customer was satisfied, checking up with them, you know, that part was really critical. But it was really exercising faith and knowing to step out on faith because, you know, and you and I, we talked about this, Lisa, where, you know, your gut, your spirit is telling you to move in a direction, but sometimes it can happen where it hits you to the point where you're so overwhelmed by it and you really have no choice but to move. And I'll tell you that I felt God telling me it's time to go. You've reached that point where you can do no more in this particular area, and I have so much to offer you elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, but, you know, but for some people, that is, you know, sometimes there's that little fear that tells you you don't know when to go and when not to go. You're going back and forth. Should I go now? Should I go now? Should I wait? And how can people really get prepared if there's such a thing? Now that you've done it, what are some of the things that you wish you had put in place before you done it, so to speak, before you did it? What are some of the things, you know, as looking back?
Sure. I would say that there's only but so much you can do. There just comes a time where you're exercising faith. I mean, the gift is in you. You already have it. You're born with this, whatever it might be. And prayerfully, you're working off of a passion, something that you generally love to do. So for me, I loved helping people. And, you know, in essence, just helping people doesn't pay the bills. But I happen to have a business that allows me to help people, but they pay me to do it. There's so much gift in us. And somebody right now is working for someone, helping them get rich or richer in their business. But there's a business that's in that individual. And because we won't step out on faith, because fear gets in the way, oh, I don't have enough money, I don't know how to put together a business plan, maybe it's not time yet, maybe I'll do it next year, and we've got all kind of reasons as to why we won't start operating in our gift. But the reality is, it's there for you. So what would I have done? Only thing that I probably would have done was just exercise faith maybe sooner than later, because I know I did it when I felt my back was against the wall and my spirit was convicted to the point where I had no choice but to move forward.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm sure that happens to so many of us. I know it's happened in my situation, a similar situation, but not so much back against the wall, but somewhat, you know, just kind of going over it and over and over, saying, okay, now when, go on and do it, you know, be afraid, kind of talk to myself. Like, you know, when you're a little kid, you're in the swing, and you want to swing when it's, you know, high, you're like, should I do it now, kind of thing. And eventually you just go on and do it. You say, what the heck, you know, you just do it. But, oh, my God, that's so awesome. And you know, I loved it when you said you found the thing you loved. You know, we tell people all the time, do what you love and the money will come. That's one of the things that I absolutely believe. And I also believe when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So do you find any truth in any one of those at all? And if you do, can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So to your point, I mean, if you do what you love, it's not work. It's just something that you are doing daily. Like I said, some people are getting paid to do it, some are not. You know, and some would say, well, I don't need to be paid to do this. I just love to do it. But that's the gift. That's the blessing about that is, okay, so you don't need to be paid, or you don't desire to be paid to do what you love. But that's the benefit, is you love it, and that's why you will be paid to do it. So I think that it's really important that people are clear on why they are passionate about certain things. Prayerfully, not negative things, but things that are positive, that there is a need for, and we want to make sure that people are operating in their gift.
Awesome. You know, that's how I found out what I really wanted to do, is when a woman told me back in 1997, she came and spoke to a group of women that at the time I was working with, and she came and she was one of our speakers, and she thought she was empowering them, but she was really empowering me, Candy. And I tell you, I was working for one of those, at the time we called it welfare to work programs. That's when they had just, President Clinton had just signed a new bill, the new law, to implement this new process for welfare to work to make it different. And I was one of their instructors. And so we would bring her in. And I was the one getting more empowered than some of those women, but they also got empowered. But one of the things she told us was that the way to find what you really, the job that you really want to do or that you love doing, is what would you do even if you didn't get paid? What's the thing you would do even if you didn't get paid to do it? And she was trying to help, at that time, she was trying to help them move from their situation, make that transition to working. And so the thing was, why not work doing something you really like?
Right.
Love, but I took it as well, and I internalized that and said, "That's what I'll work. That's what I'll do everywhere I go." He said, "What's the thing you'd love to do that you'd love to do, and you'd do it even if you didn't get paid for it?" And that's when I decided that I would become a speaker, because that's what I found out that I absolutely love being in front of an audience, speaking. Some people love to speak. And I understand, honey, some people love to speak, but they will never get in front of an audience. So webinars are perfect for them. They're in front of an audience, but people can't see them. But I'm the opposite. I'll get in front of any crowd, any group. I don't care how big, how small. I don't care if I've never met them before. None of those things even, I don't even think about those things when I'm ready to get up. I just get up there. So that's when I went and got into the speaking business. And, of course, it took me to radio and other things. But some people don't know how to do that, you know, find what they love to do. And so that's a good way to help people. What would you do, even if you didn't get paid for it? You'd do it and you'd love to do it, and you'd do it for free. So that really helped me. And I'm sure you meet people every day that are in that same boat. Would you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing about that, too, is just find a way to make money doing it. I think that's the hard part. Yeah, that's the hard part. That's the part that people really have a hard time trying to put together. And, you know, in this day and age, you know, we're using technology, you know, and all kind of things. So it would be good if you can incorporate some technology into what you're doing. I love, there's this story about these young guys who are in college, and I tell you, there is always an opportunity to create a business. Now, I wouldn't say that these guys were passionate about this, but nonetheless, they've made a business out of it. And these are two guys who are going to college and, you know, always wanting to have their clothes picked up to be cleaned. But they couldn't do it. They just didn't have the time, and they realized this is an opportunity. How many other students in our dorm would like to have their clothes picked up, cleaned, and brought back to them? And they started a business, and they graduated, and now they're marketing their service to other colleges to go in, get their laundry, and clean it and bring it back to them. Now, it sounds pretty simple, but who's targeting the college students, you know, when you think about that? It's a tremendous opportunity. You know, there's still tons of schools out there, and these guys are cashing in. So I think it's really about, you know, again, identifying what you're truly passionate about. Just like Lalisa said, it really is what do I truly enjoy, and finding a way to make money doing so. Like I said before, I enjoy helping people. You call me, I'm just giving you resources, who you should call, who you should talk to, who can help, but now I'm doing it for clients also.
Awesome. Well, you're listening to Mr. Hanif Russell, a business owner. He's an expert in networking. He deals with high-end clients, and he deals with all types of services for his clients, concierge services, helping people find nannies. We're going to talk more about some of his experiences when we come back from this commercial. So don't go away. You got a few minutes to call someone, tell someone to get on the line today. If you want to learn some tips, tools, and strategies on how you can start your own business, how you can be successful in business, we're going to also ask him about how to get some customers. Obviously, he has to do that. He's over in New York City, a major city here in the United States and around the world. People travel from all over the world to come to New York City. We're going to talk to him some more about doing business in New York City and some other things. So don't go away. We will be right back, and we'll also hear from Coach Cassandra. Stay tuned.
It's time to bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduation, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359, or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
Okay, we are back. Thank you for staying tuned. We are talking with Mr. Hanif Russo, and he is doing some powerful, dynamic things over in New York City and around the country. I'm not sure how, but globally, he's a global organization. He provides limousine services. He provides also concierge services, helping individuals find their way around. So you must know all of New York. I mean, that's such a big place, and for some people, a scary place as well. So
oh, yeah.
We want you there. So are you in the limousine right now? I mean, are you on your way to, you know, some customer, or how's your day going so far? It's pretty early.
It's going good. I am en route to the office. I thank God don't do driving, so you know we've got a good team, good guys out there that very professional.
Wow.
And we deal with a lot of corporates, so we don't do much of the wedding and the prom industry. You know, I know that's a pretty busy time of year, but we deal with more of the hedge fund managers, art dealers, a lot of investment banking. You know, that's our core clientele. But yeah, I'm en route to the office.
Now, when you work with these individuals, what kind of information are you able to glean from these CEOs and of these hedge funds and these big major financial institutions and companies? What any nuggets of wisdom you can share? Because they're obviously successful.
They are. You know, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned, again, is about relationship building. You know, they stress that taking care of their clients is most important to them. So these guys may trade stocks. They might just be money managers. But in that, it's imperative that their clients are satisfied. So the tip that I might have is, pay attention to your clients. That's something that a lot of people take for granted, and the minute you do that is the beginning of the end of your business.
I love the way you said that, the beginning end of your business. So we have a couple of comments or questions I think some people want to make, and then we're going to come back. We have another commercial to hit you with. So go on, hit your number one key. We'll open up your phone line. You can talk with the New York extraordinaire, guru, businessman, concierge, limo owner and operator, service provider, knows all about the services that people need for their businesses, and can handle New York City, y'all. When you can handle that, they told me years ago, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. So we're going to come and talk to him some more about that, and we want to say good morning to all of our guests, all of our listeners today. Area code 336, your mic is open.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is I am. It's just simply spelled IAM, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
And you have a question or a comment?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
I think we lost that caller. You know, Hanif, you are absolutely correct. You know, I've been on radio now for a little while, and I've been on Blog Talk Radio for about 7-8 years now, and 8 years exactly since 2000 and. Well, no, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so some like 6 years, possibly 6, 7 years, and we just kind of know how to manage and operate. So when a person, for those people who don't have a Blog Talk Show and you want one or you're going to get one, when people call in and they stutter and take a long time to talk, there's a problem. There's an issue. And so we just politely get rid of them. But anyway, now if they're a real person, they can inbox me on Facebook and tell me, oh, no, Coach Lalisa, I just got, you know, I just kind of stuttered around what I was going to say. But other than that, typically our experience has been they're about to say something crazy that we don't want to hear on the air. So
there you go. That's right.
I just don't want our wonderful listening audience that we love so dearly to think that I would just shut you down if you.
I hear that. I hear you.
But so yes, but if you do have a comment or a question before Mr. Hanif, I know he has to go. He's en route to his office, and we're just so glad you can just stop by with us. And we know people can connect with you on Facebook, but if you want to share any other information before you have to jump off, and please, we understand that if you have to jump off, I'm glad that you could spend this time with us and we get to know a little bit about you. I think you're phenomenal. I've heard you speak. You're an excellent speaker, dynamic speaker. So if anyone would want to contact you for speaking engagements or if anyone would want to find out more about your service or how they could actually use your service, people who need limos, people who need them for their businesses or their companies or for them, or for people that they know, please tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So they can email me at HanifRussell@live.com. So that's HANIF as in Frank, RUSSELL at live, LIVE.com. I am on Twitter, Hanif Russell at Twitter. Same thing for Facebook. And I'm accessible. So I can definitely be reached, and I'd love to connect with your listening audience.
That's right, networking right here on All About Entrepreneurs. So if you have a comment or a question for Hanif, open up your phone. Just hit your number one key. I'll gladly open up your phone line. And when I open up your phone line, please state your name, where you're calling from, and give a shout-out. Ask a question, make a comment about something that you've heard. Maybe there's a question that you have about the business that Hanif Russell is in, about going into business, or about the limo. You know, I had a brother-in-law that was in the limo, that was in the limousine service as well, and I actually have a cousin-in-law who's also in that limousine business. So it seems like a pretty exciting business. But what do you find so exciting about it?
You know, I think it's the people that you meet. You get to really meet some great people, and again, it's one door opening, pardon the pun, for another. You know, it's a great opportunity to meet some people that you may have never met before, because you just don't have the relationship. So my emphasis is on the relationship building and the people that you meet, and I think that this platform here allows you to just do that. I mean, meet some really great people, make some great connections.
And how hard is it to start a limousine business? Somebody was interested.
Sure. First things first is, you know, I think it's important that you have some clientele. A lot of people get into it and they just, you know, they're just hopeful for the best. But you should at least know that, hey, I'm going to be getting work from somewhere. So maybe it might be best that they at least work for a limo company first. You know, start to get the ins and outs, because there's nothing like that hands-on experience. And then from there, you can determine whether or not you are going to or should start your own business. And then, you know, you have licensing fees, things that you need to make sure, because you want to be compliant. You know, there unfortunately are some people who are operating and they may not be properly licensed. And that's, you know, that's been an issue for many people in the past. So you want to make sure that you do it right and be decent and be in order, because it will only help you in the long run.
Awesome, awesome. And what about getting customers? I found that as a business owner, that's one of the, you know, struggles that I guess we'll have to the end of time, getting those customers. So what tips do you have? We heard yesterday from the marketing experts, Shay and Trevor, and we heard the other day from this person and that person. So let's hear it from Mr. Hanif Russell.
All right.
What's your secret to getting more customers?
Yeah, my secret is I leverage my clients to get me new clients. So one of the things that a lot of people may not think about or may not know is someone who uses, let's say, for example, a woman goes to get her hair done or her nails done, and if she's going to someone that's really good that she likes, she more than likely knows 2 to 3 other people who could use that particular service. And that's what's been my key to success. It's always been leveraging my existing clients to get me new clients. And the thing about that is friends listen to other friends. If I approach you, I'm a complete stranger, so you don't know me, so you don't know if I should use the service. But if you as a friend contact your friend to say, hey, listen, I've used this company, they're really great, 9 out of 10 times you're going to use them.
That's a great tip, great advice. Leverage the clients that you already have to open the door and open that conversation and have that relationship with new clients. You're absolutely right. I do it all the time. People I know, I say to them, oh, where'd you get your hair done? I want to go where you went. Give me that person's name and number. But you're right. But likewise, the business owner could say to their clients, do you know anyone else that may want to get their hair done or would like?
Right.
So is that what you're saying, something like that?
Yes, exactly like that. And then also, you know, if someone is sending you business, so if my clients, you know, refer me business, it's a good opportunity for me to, you know, give them a car complimentary, or, you know, if it's a private jet, you know, the rate, I would maybe take less, you know, and give them my discount. So now they feel, you know, appreciated. They not only referred me business, but I also gave them an incentive behind that. I rewarded them for being such a loyal customer. So right now, you know, there's a reason why they have these loyalty reward points for credit cards and when you fly, because they're trying to, you know, well, they're trying to make money, but at the same time, they appreciate the fact that you are using their service. So we need to be able to embrace the same thing. So, hey, you may not come up with a reward point system, but you can do something very similar in your business, and it doesn't matter what you do.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, again, I'm not sure, you know, if you had to, you know, jump off or not, because I know you're on your way to your office, and I don't want to, you know, go over your time, so I definitely want to open up phone lines. Those of you who are on the line, if you have a comment or a question at any time, you can, you know, you can hit your number one key, and you can make your comments. Shout out your business. Tell us what you do. Tell us, you know, how your service may even piggyback on what Mr. Hanif is doing. What about that, Hanif? What about, and I think that somebody's line is open, so let me take that caller. Area code 216. Area code 216. There's several 216s here, but yes, go ahead. 216, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sister Benita. How you doing?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Benita?
I'm doing excellent. Cannot complain. Well, thank you.
Well, Benita, everybody, please, Benita has been sitting around on Facebook, an opportunity for you to go vote for her. So we'll talk to her more about that. But go ahead, Bernita, with your comment or question for Mr. Hanif.
Oh, what I want to say is that it is too bad that I did not know about your service when I was in New York. I spent hundreds of dollars when I was doing the movie Black Activity, you know, just doing a car service from my place to the set. And it was difficult because I didn't know, like, a particular company. So I just called any cab company. So it was, every day it was a challenge, you know.
Right.
So all I knew is that I needed to get to that set, whether it was 4 a.m., 2:30, or whatever the time was. But it's too bad I didn't know that. But I would definitely keep your information. I'm sure I will be doing much more, you know, work in New York, and I will keep your information. And thank you for your very valuable information. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And, you know, like you said, when you come back, we'd be more than happy to help you with that. And then also, you know, anybody that you can think of, you know, if you speak to someone or you still have relationships with people here in New York, and we're not limited to New York, by the way, but New York is definitely one of the places that we serve. But, yeah, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And have a great day.
You too. God bless.
God bless. So, Bernita, yeah, make sure you stay around because before we go off the air, we definitely want to have you come back and share about your voting. Would that be all right? Okay.
Oh,
so
sure.
Good. So you put your phone on mute. I won't unmute you, but if you go on mute, that way when you're ready to come back, I won't have to open your phone line again. Great.
Okay.
So, yes, that was Bernita Ewing. Some of you saw her in the movie Black Nativity that was produced by Bishop T.D. Jakes, came out last year around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, somewhere around that neighborhood. But she is up for another part in another movie, television show, and we're voting for her. So we want her to tell us about that, how we can support her. But there we have it, live networking right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Bernita called in, so she just networked with Mr. Hanif Russell. Give out your email again so people can contact you, and you can find him on Facebook, Hanif, H-A-N-I-F, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, and you can always contact myself or Coach Cassandra because we also have his information. Go right ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, again, it's my email, which is the best way to get me, HANIFRUSSELL, no dots, no capitals, at live.com.
Oh, that's easy enough, at live, and he is live, and we are live, and you are live right here on All About Entrepreneur, networking right here in real time. So definitely, everyone, please, you've got to go and support one of our partners, that's Christian Social Network. Got to go support our partners. Please go to mymycsn.org. Do it today. Do it today. Open up an account. Don't forget, it's easy to open up an account. It takes about 3 or 4 seconds. Also, you can, once you open up your account, you can sign in with your Facebook, your YouTube, your LinkedIn, several ways you can sign in. We are so thankful to Christian Social Network. We're going to have Mr. David Knight back again. We've had him on the show as a guest to tell us his powerful, powerful journey. This person was he's a serious technological expert in technology, worked for the military for many, 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 many years doing technology, and this brother knows what's going on with our technology. So we're going to talk more to him. It's the Christian counterpart to Facebook. Every day I sign in to Christian Social Network, there's something new. And, you know, that's what I'm always saying about Facebook. They're doing, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, they're always doing something new. And I see with Christian Social Network, every day I see something new happening. And that's what you got to do. One of the things when you're on the Internet, you got to keep it fresh, keep it new, keep it, you know, keep it different. So he's doing it. Mr. David is doing it. Also, some of our other people that we are partnering with now and networking with. We have our women's conference coming up. It's not just for women, though. It's our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Conference, Summit, rather. It's our summit coming up August the 16th. Hanif, I hope you can make it to our event this year. It's going to be off the chain. Yes, Shay and Trevor will be there, y'all. We were on the line with them yesterday. That's right, you heard me. Shay and Trevor will be there. The tickets are low, $30 till June 1st. After June 1st, the ticket price is going up to $45. So you have over a month to get that ticket at the low price, at just $30. After June 1, the ticket price is going up to $45. So you want to make sure you get in on that. And yes, so we are excited about the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo happening August the 16th in Newark, New Jersey. Just a train ride away from New York or D.C. If you're in Delaware, we got people coming from Ohio, St. Louis. Coach Cassandra will be there. This is our third year doing this event. We're right on the backside of the Prudential Center, and God placed us there because of the vision. So the vision is to have the conference grow to where we will need to host it at the Prudential Center, downtown Newark. And so I know a lot of people don't understand why we're having it right there at the Marriott, but that's because it's the location. Because in a short time, we don't know how short, maybe this year, I don't know, we'll be walking right around the corner at the Prudential Center hosting this event that I am so excited about, Hanif. And to tie in, we want to network with as many New York partners as we can. So
absolutely.
I say, well, we know Hanif. Who else do we need to know in New York?
Right? No, we need to do that, and we're going to speak that into existence. I mean, you know, if the Prudential Center is the vision and that's where you want to be, then that's where it's going to be.
That's it. You know, I'm like, hey, we need to know somebody in New York. Well, we know Hanif Russell, so
who else
do we need? Now, is that your native land?
That is. It is. Yep. New
really?
York, born and raised. Yep.
Really? What part?
Born and bred. Actually, in Queens.
Really? Yes. Ha ha.
In the southeast.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there you have. There you have it, our New York connection, Mr. Hanif Russell. So we want to thank you. We thank you for joining us this morning. If anyone else has a comment or a question for Mr. Hanif, just hit your number one key. You know what, like we say, don't be scared. It's okay. You certainly can. Oh, look here. Here's our guest of honor, Ms. Cassandra. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. Good morning, Hanif. Oh, my God, you are so awesome. I've been listening to you, and I'm telling you, you've got so much to offer. Wow. Thank you for joining us. It's been awesome. Absolutely.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You guys have an awesome show. I've been listening. You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you for that compliment. And you know what? I do hope that everyone will tune in on April 22nd. We're having our webinar. We are so excited about that. And on April 29th, we have our Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. And you know, we come in with a pow, with a bang, you know, because we want to power up and kick it. We are kicking Hanif's discouragement to the curb. We're kicking
anything that's
not positive. We're kicking it out the way so that we can become all we were meant to be, so we can fulfill purpose like you. My goodness, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Excellent.
And again, you know, like I said, I know, you know, we usually stay on a little bit past 8 just to take people's comments. And again, we want to have, definitely going to have Bernita open her mic up again and tell us about voting. But again, then we'll, you know, just roll on with the show. But again, I recognize your time schedule. So if you have to, I don't know how much more time you have, but you can inbox me if you want. I know you're en route, and I know those New York City streets. Oh my God, what are the streets in New York like? What is it like? Can you describe people? What is it like there?
It's like no other. it's just like no words to explain. But I'll tell you that you know, one of the great things about our city is there's nothing like it. You know, the things that you will find here, you will not find in other places. Good food. I mean, you know, don't worry about the people. Sometimes they can be a little funny, but for the most part, it's a great place. And driving in the city, oh man, that could be a nightmare.
Wow, that could be a nightmare, huh? Wow.
It could be a nightmare, but you do what you have to do, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's 7 o'clock. You're on the road, so we definitely don't want to distract you from riding around those streets over there and getting to where you have to go. We so appreciate you, you know, tuning in with us. You do this all the time. You always speak somewhere. So this is somebody might have to put their phone on mute. I hear a little noise background, but there's so much that you do, and so you do this all the time. You speak to so many different groups. I follow you on Facebook. I see you're at this bank, you're at that bank, you're, you know, speaking over there at this event and that event.
Yeah.
You're doing some great and wonderful things, Hanif, I tell you. So what are some of your future goals? What are some of the things that you want to accomplish over the next 12 months even?
Sure. I mean, you know, so you mentioned seeing things on Facebook. So I'm really passionate about our youth. I have had the pleasure of working with a few non-for-profits in particular that are geared towards empowering our young black males. And, you know, it's a great feeling. It's disappointing because a lot of them have little to no guidance. But at the same time, there is a movement, Lalisa, that is happening where, you know, brothers are coming together, and you won't see this on the news. You're not reading this in the newspaper, but we are definitely out there helping our young brothers. And there's a movement going on. I'm so happy to be a part of it. When I get a phone call saying, hey, can you come? We just want to show these young brothers how to tie a tie. We want to ask you to just speak to them about what it is to have a dream, to start a business, and what will it take to actually bring it to fruition. So we'd be surprised at the conversation, that if we're just having the conversation with them, what it would do. And they're really motivated, some of these young people, really, really motivated. So that's part of my goal. And then I'm working on this great thing called Faith Grind. And Faith Grind is for Christian entrepreneurs who want to connect to do business. As you know, I'm really big on doing business and again, the relationship building. So I think everything is coming together full circle. And within the next few months, you're definitely going to hear a lot about Faith Grind.
Wow, yeah, I believe that. What do you think about that, Coach Cassandra? Faith Grind. I've
wow.
seen a little bit of
you know what? Yes, mm-hmm. my hands. I applaud you, man of God. I applaud our men who step up to the plate and bring it, you know, that make it happen for our youth, that understand their purpose is to pass the torch, to, you know, to empower our young men who need so much help, just like our young women do. And yes, it's awesome. It's a great opportunity.
Thank you, Coach Cassandra. Thank you. Appreciate
that. Yeah, there's a lot going on in New York. So, you know, all kinds of events, and boy, oh boy, I'm like, and I know you were having these awesome networking events, and so I was just wondering, are you still hosting those networking opportunities where you were bringing hundreds and hundreds of people together to network?
Yes, so our monthly breakfasts so we used to do a monthly breakfast at a different location, in particular in Harlem and Brooklyn and Queens. And we kind of put that on hold because we're going to bring that back in 2015. But we're going to work on this youth summit First, which is going to empower our youth through entrepreneurship. So you'll hear more about that also. So a lot of good things in the works, but yeah, that'll be coming back, but it's going to come back bigger and stronger, you know, with the purpose about our youth. That's going to be the real focus and the real drive that you're going to see happen when we bring that back. So right now, I guess, you know, I like to use the term, we're in the lab. You know, we're in the lab working, putting it together, so that, you know, when we really roll this out, there's nothing getting in the way. And I think you guys are well aware of the president's initiative. He has My Brother's Keeper.
Yes, I'm loosely familiar with that.
Okay. So basically, you know, he has really started something to help our black and Latino men, which you can look that up. It's on the president's website, thewhitehouse.gov, called My Brother's Keeper. And, you know, through initiatives like those, there are resources out there. And, again, this movement to really empower our young people and to be there for them and to be supportive and be encouraging for them.
Okay, we have another caller. Don't go away. Caller, area code 440, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and state your case.
Good morning, Coach Walisa and Coach Cassandra. It's Denise from Cleveland.
Hey,
shout out to everyone in Newark and New York. I just want to applaud Brother Hanif. I wasn't going to say anything, but when he started talking about youth advocacy, and you know I'm a huge advocate here in Cleveland, and the movement, and I just love the ideal of addressing that. What is it like to have a dream? Because it's so many times that our young people don't have an opportunity to hear a positive voice in their life.
Yes.
And with working with the at-risk population here, I see the plight of our young people, especially our young black men, and that they have little opportunity and no voices and no role models. So I just applaud you, Brother Russell. And I'm a Brooklyn girl. I'm from East New York.
Okay.
So I don't know about that Queensboro, but
okay, all right.
But I always, you know,
New York rivalry.
Once you live in New York, huh?
I said,
once
no
you
New
live
York.
In New York, it never goes out your heart. So
That's right.
I will always be a true diehard New Yorker. And when we get there, we'll definitely make sure we give you a call to use your limo service, because I'm a big networker myself. So if you ever meet me, just know I'll have a business card in my hand.
Excellent, excellent.
And I'm also a faith walker, so I definitely want to be, I want to hear more about this faith grind and this networking thing. So please make sure you put it on your Facebook page that we can be a part of that here in Ohio as well.
Absolutely. And also, you know, I'm more than happy to get involved with anything, you know, pertaining to our youth in Ohio. So if there's an opportunity, please let me know.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that. You have to ask Little Lisa. I'll bring you here in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'll come out here with the team of guys. I mean, we had last Friday, we had an event called Suit Dreams. And, you know, we basically came in and brought a whole bunch of suits that we give to young people and also get them involved, you know, and seeing. So a lot of the companies that I deal with, you know, these hedge funds and these firms open up their doors and allow us to allow the youth to see, you know, what it's like inside of these offices. And but we get them suited up first. So, you know, there's a lot of good things going on, a lot of good things, positive, that is going on to really help and empower our youth.
And at least if I could just make one more comment, I really like the concept of leveraging your client, you know, getting that client base that you already had established and using that power of the tongue to build your business. And that's what it's all about, especially when you're a small entrepreneur growing and starting. Sometimes advertising dollars aren't available, but if you could get people to talk about what you do and to pass that word on, oh, my God, what the power of that.
Indeed.
All right now. All right now, y'all about to get something started at 8:10.
Right?
8:10. All right now. That's right. You got that Cleveland connection. Born and raised in New York. We got New York in the house. We also got North Carolina in the house. We got New Jersey. We got St. Louis. We got Atlanta. Wow, we have, who else we got? We got New Orleans in the house. Boy, oh boy. Listen, the house is packed, y'all. The house is jamming. We're jamming. So thank you so much, Denise. You know, that's so true. And Hanif, thank you for sharing that. So everyone who's interested in helping with the youth, make sure you contact brothers like Hanif Russell. If you don't know how to get started with the youth, or contact Denise Jenkins in Cleveland. I've been knowing Denise for 10 years now. I know the fabulous work she's done and the work that she does in the community. I've been on the phone with her when she was driving on her way to a troubled youth home to work with them and to coach them, mentor them, counsel them. So, yeah. A lot of people wouldn't do that kind of stuff. Going in anybody's house, you don't know what you're going to find on the other side of that door. You got to have a love and a passion and a calling to do some of that work, some of that you, but, you know, he said many are called. So, you know, hey, we all, Creflo Dollar taught me years ago, the called are the ones who showed up. So the chosen, he said many are called, but few are chosen. Creflo Dollar, I learned from him, the chosen are the ones who showed up. So when you show up, he's going to provide for you the anointing and the power that you need to get up.
Absolutely.
Hanif reminded us that, you know, this is the kind of stuff that doesn't make the news. So don't expect CNN News to roll up on your situation with a camera and ABC News, because they won't. But we can create our own news networks. We don't have to rely on them anymore. That's what we're saying. That's why we have All About Entrepreneurs, a radio talk show, in essence, a news platform, because we're putting the news out there about the wonderful things that people like me, Bernita, and Denise, and David, and all the many wonderful people. So we realize that we can create our own news. I'm going to take this next caller, area code 203. I see you want to get in on the situation. So area code 203, tell us your name.
Well, you know, call going to really open up this thing. You know?
Okay, maybe they weren't
really
quite ready.
A lot of information or knowledge.
Okay, so that was not the right number to open. Well, you see, I can tell you, you've been doing this long enough. You got to be quick on your feet. So, people, you know, because what happens is Blog Talk Radio announces every show that comes on. So, any crackpot can see that. Anyone with an internet, anyone can see that. And so, believe me, you, this early in the morning, there's probably not as many shows on. If this was 9 o'clock at night, they would have too many shows. They would get wore out by the time they tried to call everyone and get their little thing on. But in the morning like this, is not so much competition. So they probably just sit up and go down, just like hackers. They just sit in their basements and see who they can hack that day, that morning. You know, they just go down the list. You know, don't consider yourself special because they hacked you. They just went down the list, and your name came up next. But, Hanif, you all are great. You all are great and wonderful. So, this has been great. And thank you, Denise, for those points about the networking. And thank you, Hanif, for reminding us and informing us that networking can really help a business, can help a person in business, can help a person find new business, can help you and definitely help you keep the business that you already have, especially with the economy that we've had over the past 8 years, past 6 years. You don't want to lose not a single customer. So you want to keep all those and, like you say, open the door to others. I've let people know about your program, Suit Dreams. I saw the pictures that you had on Facebook. Very nice with those young men in the suits. You all were team of people helping them tie their ties. And
yes.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. I think Bernita's ready now to share, but Mr. Russell, again, we just want to thank you so much for coming on, being our guest on the show today. Thank you for telling us, you know, about what you do, which is, this is all about entrepreneurs. So
we have
all kinds of people who come on, tell us their stories, their testimonies, or they tell us about their business. And so, see, people, we're also expanding on the show about what entrepreneurship is. A lot of people think it's just going and starting a business where you have products and services. But entrepreneurship really has a lot to do with a movement, a change, making a difference, making an impact on your society. So, for instance, my good friend, Dr. Hayward Horton, he's an expert in entrepreneurship. He studies this, has a PhD. He said that, for instance, what Rosa Parks did, she went and wouldn't give up her seat. That was entrepreneurial. Creating change in when you think about entrepreneurship, it's not just that you have a store or a building, you know, with a business, also making those powerful, significant changes in your community nationally or globally. So we'll have him back on to do some more teaching to expand our knowledge and understanding of entrepreneurship. And so you may discover that even though you don't sell anything or even though you don't have any product or service, you may discover that, wow, you're an entrepreneur. How enlightening that can be for individuals. Okay, so thank you so much again, Hanif. And if any other points or things that you want to make before we let you go, please.
I just want to say thank you guys for the opportunity. I think, again, you guys have a great show. Keep up the great work. I truly mean that because we need more platforms like this to educate, to empower, and encourage our communities. So I'd be more than happy to come back if you'll have me. And, you know, let's keep this going.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you guys have a blessed day, and we'll talk soon.
All right,
guys.
And that was Mr. Hanif Russell, New York City, driving around in the busy streets of New York. I tell you, that's... You ain't seen busy till you go to... If you've never been to New York, the TV doesn't do it any justice. Watching it on TV and in movies, that's great, that's wonderful. But remember, that's just a snippet. You got to go over there. So when you all come August to the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit, you will, if you want, you can just take a train. You'll be there in 10 minutes or less. A train ride is not that far. A car ride is only 30 minutes away, but it might take you 3 hours depending on the traffic, depending on the time of day you go. And any time of day you go is about a 3-hour traffic jam unless you go at around 4 a.m. If you go between... ...30-35 minutes, go any time outside of those times, about a 3-hour... You're talking about a 30-minute ride becoming a 3-hour ride. Longer. Just everybody tries to go to New York. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, my goodness.
Most of us just take the train over when we can. Take the train. The last thing you want to do is be in that traffic jam or get the car towed away. So you take the train, which is very simple, and trains are everywhere, and everybody knows how to take them. And you can ask a little, if you get lost, you can ask a little kid, what train do I take to get over to blah, blah, blah? And they'll know.
Awesome.
New York, when you come. Little feedback from someone's line, so let me just kind of set up some lines that we don't need. When you go to New York,
when you come to New Jersey, what you do is if you come and stay a day before or a day after when you come in August, definitely can make that trip over to New York. I'll go with you. If you come the day before or 2 days before, our event is in a hotel. You can book your room at the Marriott. Let me know if you plan to book your room in the Marriott Hotel. We'll see what kind of discounts they're offering for you, and we'll make that happen. We also have a website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com is not just for women. The brothers can come too. We do have one or two vendor tables left, but they will also, you got to book your table now or you will have to pay more. Right now you can get your table for just $50. As we get closer to the date, of course, the price does go up. Also, the tickets you can get at the same website, you can get your ticket before June 1st. You want to get your ticket. They're only $30. You got our best year discount. After June 1st, the tickets will go up to $45. And like I said, we have the phenomenal Stephanie Burroughs speaking at that event in September and August. We have Coach Cassandra coming all the way from St. Louis. Denise Cleveland, I call her Cleveland. Her last name is Cleveland. Denise Jenkins from Cleveland. We have Mr. Shea and Trevor. They're going to be there. Shea Brown, Trevor Ott. Heard them on the show yesterday. It is going to be banging
hot.
With a capital P. You ain't seen nothing till you seen these brothers live. Boy, you talk about, remember the group, the senior group years ago, Brothers Johnson. You ain't seen nothing. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be real, and it's going to be amazing. We got some powerful vendors. We got Dinette. We got some of the best vendors that we have in the area. Some of our vendors are coming from Delaware, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland. We have vendors coming from Maryland, but we don't have that many vendor tables, so make sure you get in on that. The website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. That's our website where you can go, you can order your ticket, you can contact myself, you can contact us on Facebook, inbox us on Facebook. You can inbox, you know, myself or Denise or Cassandra if you have any questions. We'll be talking more about it every week as we lead up into this event. This is our third year doing the event. First year, it was awesome, downtown Newark. This year, last year, it was downtown Newark. We've just been watching how this thing has grown from just small little meetings we were having at the Marriott, a small room we had been meeting. We weren't calling it Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, but we had a similar event in the Marriott for 2 years. So had we called it Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs then, this would be our fifth year. So we didn't just jump up and start. Yeah, we had it 2 years in a row, but we had it around Christmas time. We made it was like a Christmas. Vendors come out, and I would do a little teaching, but we wanted to expand, so we took it to a summer month, because in the winter, sometimes it's hard for people to get around up here in New Jersey with snow and different things are happening, so we took it, and Christmas is a hard time because everybody's trying to get home to family and be with family, and, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot during Christmas. You know, it's a very sad time for many, many people who have lost loved ones. December for me is a hard month to try to do stuff. So we took it to August, which is more of a happy time. Most people are trying to vacation. They want to enjoy summer. So we took it to a summer month. But I want to open back up. Bernita was going to tell us where to go and vote. So, Bernita, if you are still on the line, we are ready to hear your voting. Your voting and directions or instructions. But I'm not sure if she had to jump off to take her kids inside the school or not. But if she may have. But we know that all you got to do is find her on Facebook or Twitter, Bernita Ewing, E-W-I-N-G, Ewing. And she is asking, or you can go to Cassandra's page or my page. She's asking people to vote for her. She's in competition for some television show that's coming up. I don't know all the details of it. Maybe Cassandra, you know more. I'm not sure if you do. If about it.
Well, all I know, it's an exciting reality show that's getting ready to come. And what they're doing now is building momentum and building opportunity for more people to get involved, to know about it. So you definitely want to go to Bernita Ewing, that's E as in Edward, W as in West, I-N-G, Bernita Ewing. And she will have information on her page about it. It is so exciting for us to have all these opportunities to share with you. And we want you to follow this movement, Power Up Your Possibilities movement, because we want to empower you, inspire you. And Coach LaLisa and myself, that's our purpose, to take you to the next level and whatever it is that you want to do, okay? We want you to find the possibilities. And the Power Coach, she teaches you how to own your own power. And I am the Possibility Coach, and we teach you how to discover and uncover what's on the inside of you. It's all about you. That's what All About Entrepreneurs is all about. We want to help you go to the next level. And there's just so many exciting things that are going on, people coming on the show. And so we just want to share that with you. And, again, we mentioned the event on April 22nd. We've got an exciting webinar. And, again, on April 29th, we have some of the top voices speaking to the country, and some of them known internationally, and we are bringing those folks to you, so we are so excited about it. And listen, Power Up Your Possibilities, we have on Facebook, if you put hashtag Power Your Possibilities, we want to hear your comments, we want to be involved with you, and we're on a journey together. We're doing this together. And as things are unfolding for us, we're allowing those things to unfold for you. And we want to connect with you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear how you are powering up and you're kicking, whether it's a bad habit, a bad relationship, whether you're taking the next step or stepping up to the plate to being all that you are meant to be. There's a dream in your heart. And we want to help you become pregnant possibilities by helping you understand how to get there. And don't forget, Coach Larissa and I offer a 15-minute complimentary free, you hear me folks, free, F-R-E-E .com. We're offering you the opportunity to discover what's in you so that you can go to the next level. We want to assist you in taking the next step, the next step. And before you know it, you are doing what's in your heart. And so we just find that it's so fascinating to do that with folks. And as we help you, God is sending people to bless us. And so it's like a boomerang effect. You know, you send it out there, you send all that goodness out there, all the good out, and it comes back to you. It comes back to us in the way that we need it most. So we are so grateful. We are. You know, just loving God and loving people, and that's what we should do, you know. And I tell you, we want to help you. If there's any hindrances, any obstacles in your way, we want to be a blessing. We want to love on you and help you through this, you know, thing called life, because we all need help, you know. Over the weekend, telling Coach Larissa.
Yes, we just have 90 seconds left.
Okay, yes. But we want to help you. We know people are lonely. So you go ahead and take it, Coach. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we have 90 seconds left, so we're going to actually take off the air, so we'll catch you on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere. But you have a great, fabulous – go ahead and tell them, what kind of day are they going to have, Coach Cassandra?
You get ready to have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. And check out Coach Lisa. She's got a video coming around, and she's saying that. And I tell you, it's so wonderful. Thanks, Coach Lisa. We love you.
Love you. We love each and every one of you. Happy birthday to all of y'all. Don't make sure you come back tomorrow, same time, same place, for another episode.
Thank you.
The new word.
Woo-hoo!
told them, Cassandra, you told them.
All about entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the Power Coach, Lalisa Ann